and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
So here we are on a cold day. We kick off the morning. It's a little bit chilly.
You and I brought out the jackets with fur.
Oh, my gosh.
See that?
Dude.
Well, faux fur.
Because, yeah, this isn't real fur. This is like a $15 jacket. There's no real fur involved.
I don't want to get PETA involved.
No. Now, this is my favorite jacket that my wife likes to call my grandma jacket.
Your girl jacket.
Because her mother has a jacket that's similar, and I'll tell you, it's just a cheap little jacket,
mm-hmm.
but it's really comfortable. It keeps me really warm. Oh. And the other day when it was cold outside, guess out of all the jackets my wife has, which one she chose?
She wanted that one.
She wanted my girl jacket.
Dude, don't be like putting your hands in the pocket, crossing your arms.
Hey, don't be wearing blue on blue either.
It's not blue on blue.
What is that?
That's green.
That's seafoam.
It is
seafoam.
This is not seafoam.
Hey, you did follow our advice on your hair.
I did.
Rachel likes it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
She does.
Uh-huh. It's funny. He changed it today.
Thank you.
Hey, today's National Bosses Day. I hope you guys got me a gift.
Yeah, we were going to take you out to lunch, weren't we, Dave?
Yeah, and Kelly's going to pay for it.
Hey, it's also World Food Day.
Oh.
So I was thinking about one of my favorite new places. I can't really pronounce it, but on National Taco Day, you guys told us about the new street taco place over there on Caraway and Matthews.
I still haven't been there.
Los Taquerios, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say it like I'm...
Yeah.
Los Taquerios.
Right.
Like you're Italian.
Yeah. Hey! That's our new place, man, where we go quite a bit. It's good.
You'll have to tell us what to get.
Yeah, there's all kinds of good stuff. Recently, because like it's street tacos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have different type of meats you can put on your taco. Of course, like Kai gets, you know, chicken and steak, and
yeah.
Leslie gets some chorizo. But they have different things, like authentic Mexican delicacies, right?
Yeah.
I've tried stomach lately. They call it tripe.
Stomach?
What?
Stomach of like, what, a pig?
I guess it's, no, probably a cow. Beef tripe. Have you ever tried that?
I don't think I've ever tried stomach.
You ever tried any tongue?
Mm-mm.
No tongue for you?
Mm-mm.
Tongue for you, David?
No.
You ever gone through a grocery store and you've seen tongue up there?
Yeah, and I've never had a... wanted to buy it.
Like a jar of pig's feet?
That's close to tongue, David.
That's a little... Dude, no, I'm just
that's
like,
actually the opposite.
In the scale of like weird stuff you can get, like pig's feet to me is like number
pickled
one.
Pig's feet.
Yeah, that's
who's
weird.
Who's going to eat that?
I don't know.
I don't know, but people buy it.
I don't know how you cook that either.
I don't know how you would cook this tongue, but that tongue is really good. In the sauce
compare
it's in?
Compare it.
Compare it? Beef? You don't even know. It's just like it's
know.
A little bit more tender.
So is it just like the tongue, like it's real kind of big and thick, or do they kind of mash it up for you, or what?
No, they cut the meat down, David.
Well, I'm just saying.
If you go to eat a deer, do you eat the whole...
slap a tongue.
Do you eat the whole freaking like, thigh of the deer at once?
I don't know what a tongue looks like. I've never eaten a tongue.
Well, stick it out. Look, David.
Oh, no.
Okay.
See,
that's weird. I didn't need to see that.
That's a discussion I had with my wife, though. She's like, oh, that just sounds bad. I'm like, it tastes really good. You should try it. Well, I can't try it because it's out. I'm like, but you could eat like the butt of a pig and you're fine with that?
That's true.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's very true.
We're just so used to having certain things that sometimes we don't want to think outside of the box. But maybe on World Food Day, we should think outside of the box.
And there it's National Bosses Day. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
So... maybe we can try it today.
I will feed you tongue today.
No, you're not going to feed me tongue. That's gross.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Tuesday. It's October the 16th of 2018. And a federal judge tossed out Stormy Daniels' lawsuit alleging that President Donald Trump defamed her in a tweet.
Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, died from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was 65.
And the fourth largest lottery in U.S. history will be on the line tonight. The Mega Millions jackpot is now worth over $654 million. And the cash option, which is favored by nearly all winners, is $372 million.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
You know, speaking of cold air, it was really cold in Green Bay last night. I was watching the Green Bay Packers taking on the San Francisco 49ers. And you guys know how big of a football fan I am. But I almost had to turn the game off last night.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a close game, though. It was like 30-30 when I turned it on.
It had no issue with the game at all. It was going on. What was happening was the deals going on between the game, the commercials. Because there's this one certain commercial campaign by some cell phone company. I don't even know who they are. And they are just the most disgusting commercials I think I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, they have this thing where it's just like they're saying to this Fox guy, and they're like, man, that's just not right. And the Fox says, well, such and such isn't right. And then they have to show what the Fox just said. What does the Fox say? And the main two ones so far are carpet showers and finger dipping.
What is that?
Basically, they show this grown man in a shower that's full of carpet.
Oh.
And it's nasty. And then the other one, all these people are standing at some party, and they're sticking their fingers in some cheese dip and eating it, and even getting their fingers and putting it in other people's mouths.
To let them try it?
Yeah. And it's just like, dude, I'm trying to watch football, and I don't even know what this commercial's talking about.
That sounds kind of gross.
It gets so nasty, you don't know what they're even discussing, you know? It's weird.
So we should stand up today, and we should work on television commercials.
I believe we should.
You need to stand up for it. If you don't like them, you need to make a stand.
I want to make a stand today and say, we need clean commercials.
We need to go back to like the 1950s where commercials were all clean.
Yeah.
And you had like Beaver's mom there and all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
And it was very simple and it made you think of home. And that doesn't make me think of anything but
you mean you don't
nasty.
Normally take showers on carpet?
No. Mm. Who takes a shower in carpet? Who's over there at a party dipping their fingers in cheese dip? It's gross.
My kids.
Yeah. It's too much. That's nasty. Gross.
It is kind of nasty.
It's too much.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. So big news dropped yesterday where she and Pete Davidson split. They called off their engagement, but several reports are indicating that they haven't actually called it off. Well, the engagement, but their whole relationship. So friends are saying that the death of Ariana's boyfriend, Mac Miller, like has had a huge, of course, it's been a horrible deal for her. And so that's made her realize that maybe she and Pete were moving too fast. Mm. So it looks like they're slowing things down, but they're still going to hang out together. There's even reports that at SNL this past weekend, they were hanging out backstage, kind of hugging each other, all that kind of stuff. And they looked happy. So I guess time will tell.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
And we got your gossip on a marriage that has thrown Selena Gomez for a loop. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin have allegedly gotten married or at least engaged, but the rumor is, yes, they are in fact married, but that kind of threw Selena even further down this emotional spiral she's been on because she went to the hospital from complications of her kidney surgery she had last year, and then Justin Bieber's news kind of hit her, threw her off guard, hit her pretty hard, and that's one of the reasons why she was in the hospital getting the emotional treatments and things like that, the mental facility and all that kind of stuff. Because Justin was her first big love, and she still isn't over the guy yet, and apparently Selena's health is now messing with Justin, and he kind of feels like he is a part of her life still and wants her to be happy and healthy, and it may even cause issues for Justin and Haley down the road. Man.
What a crazy little thing that's going on in all of these celebrity relationships.
I know.
And speaking of crazy, gotcha gossip on Tara Reid. And for those of you who remember, like the original American Pie, the very first one, she was the one everybody looked at and thought, oh my gosh, she's going to be the biggest star of the entire bunch.
Hey.
And then some stuff happened and her career kind of got derailed a little bit to the point where on Monday, yesterday, she was on a flight. And the idea was she was going from Los Angeles to New York. The flight begins to taxi like it's ready to take off, and someone on the flight causes a disturbance. Unfortunately, that someone was Tara Reid. They had to turn the plane around, bring the plane back to the gates. They had to actually go to her and forcibly tell her that she had to get off the flight. And somebody was on there and recorded this as the flight attendants went over to her and said, hey, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Isn't that awful?
Jeez. Delta Airlines said to apologize to all the customers who were on the flight because, again, they were ready to take off. They were taxiing on the runway. And because of Tara Reid, she had to leave. The video's out there. Should we share that video?
Let's go ahead. Let's do it.
It's like how the mighty have fallen, though.
Yeah.
Because she looks kind of mortified. But they do say she was causing a disturbance. We'll share that video coming up here momentarily. And, of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's a Friday morning. We're going to be live on location at another high school. It's your K-Fine High School tailgate tour powered by Glen Zane Motors. And Friday morning, we are coming to to
Paragould
High School. We're coming for you.
Home of the Rams. We'll see you Friday morning live on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We just posted the video of Tara Reid being removed from that flight. Like, it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
When's the last time you guys were on a flight?
About 3 or 4 years ago, something like that.
It's
3 years,
been a while.
I think.
So when you go on a flight, do you dress up or do you dress comfortably?
Comfortable.
Yeah, I'd wear something like this, my average attire, t-shirt and jeans.
So Tara Reid's dressed kind of comfortably. She's not real dressed up. And again, they go to her and say, hey, you've caused a disturbance. You need to get off the flight. The video's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, I would say this guy was a little bit late on a pretty bad trend. So there's a 26-year-old dude named Brandon went to the hospital in Iowa earlier this month around 1 a.m. because he had eaten a Tide Pod.
Mm. Oh,
now you
man.
Were. I know we were all kind of hoping that, yeah, this has disappeared, but apparently it hasn't in Iowa. Anyway, while they were treating him, dude just flipped out. He started rampaging through the hospital, trashed the room, destroyed all this equipment, and ended up doing about $7,500 worth of damage before the cops could get there to stop him while he was being treated for eating a Tide Pod.
Mm. That's not good news right there, David.
Oh, it's absolutely terrible, but we don't know how his recovery's doing or how long he'll go to jail, but he has been charged of felony criminal mischief, which is just terrible news. But, you know, speaking of eating and foods, I read this deal about vegetables. Do you know what you call the king of vegetables?
No, what do you call the king of vegetables?
Elvis Parsley.
That's terrible.
I'm really thinking about moving.
Wow.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
1 week ago, it was 20 degrees warmer than it is today. I woke up this morning. I was freezing. Instantly put on sweatpants. Instantly put on socks. I thought about putting on a toboggan.
Oh.
Oh, you needed it.
Because we didn't turn the heat on yet in my house for last night. And I'm thinking we missed the boat. Because I'm telling you, I woke up and it was way too cold in my house.
Absolutely.
So we're talking to you this morning, 870-935-KFINE. That's your direct line to the KFINE studios. It's 870-935-5346.
Yeah, we have Amanda on the phone from Jonesboro. Amanda, have you turned the heat on yet in your house?
I have not. In my car, I have, but not in my house.
All right, so what do you have your car set at right now?
Full blast.
Isn't that crazy? So why have you not done the house yet?
Because my husband says it's not cold enough yet. And I'm like, really? Oof. I'm freezing, but... Yeah.
Is there a trick to your bed? Because for me last night, it was two comforters.
No, I had three blankets on my bed last night.
See, I'm telling you.
That's awesome.
And you know what's crazy? Typically, I always just kind of sleep in some shorts. Last night, I even slept in a shirt.
Did you really?
Yeah. I had some sweatpants on and even some socks because I was cold.
You know you're cold when you put on socks to go to bed.
Yes.
Yeah. Right now, I have a sweater on with boots because I'm freezing.
There we
and
go.
My heater's on full blast. So, yeah.
It's like it's in our minds, it's full on winter already.
Yes, it's freezing.
Well, we hope you have a great day, Amanda, and thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
See you. Bye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The question on social media this morning is, have you turned on your heat as of yet? We didn't turn it on last night, but I'm telling you, tonight, that heat's going to be on. We're 30 degrees cooler today than we were 1 week ago.
Mine's on.
It's kind of blowing my mind. People are actually saying they haven't turned their heat on yet either.
Because we're all thinking about our electric bill.
That's what I'm thinking too. Y'all are being too cheap. Y'all are killing me.
If we didn't have to pay the electric bill, man, that heat would have been on, I guarantee you.
At least get like a little mini heater you can put in your room or an electric blanket or something.
Yeah.
Come on.
My heater in my office under my desk was on all day. It was scorching in my office.
Wow.
I walked into his office yesterday and I felt like it was a sauna. I almost had to take my shirt off.
Oh.
I'm not going to turn that heater back
on.
I have one question for the two of you. Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Yes.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, October the 16th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Christopher Taylor.
Happy birthday.
He's a friend of ours, one of the biggest fans of the New York Giants I have ever seen in my entire life.
He talked to me half an hour about Eli Manning the other day.
Oh, y'all are going to get dealt with.
He said he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Oh, yeah, the GOAT is what he called him, man.
His second favorite team is the Washington Redskins.
Oh, and my goodness.
He was losing his mind when the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year.
Loved it.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Every second.
Happy birthday to Chris Taylor, who celebrates his birthday today. Another longtime friend of the show, Dr. Emily Gerhan, is celebrating her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So shout out to Emily, who celebrates. Erica Sweeney of Newport, happy birthday. Renee Liscoe celebrates today. Katie Moore of Jonesboro celebrates
happy
a
birthday.
Birthday. So happy birthday to Katie, another friend of ours. Shane Prince has a birthday. Pamela Watson of Jonesboro. Amy Crane from Jonesboro celebrates today. Mary Mays from Wynn. Tina Birmingham of Manila has a birthday. And Valerie Palmer from Paragould turns 15 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
John Mayer turning 41 years old today.
Let's celebrate some John Mayer.
I want to ride through the halls of my high school. I want to scream at the top of my lungs. I just found out there's no such thing as a real world. Just a lie, you've got to rise above.
So he dated Jessica Simpson at one point.
Katy Perry.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. That's
Jennifer Aniston.
It's a very long list.
Goodbye, John Mayer.
Wendy Wilson's 49 from Wilson Phillips.
Oh my gosh.
That's a great group.
You have no idea, David, how big this song was at one point.
Whoa, someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things could change, things are going your way. If you hold on for one more day.
Hold on for one more day. That was a huge hit. I guess in the late 90s?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, mid-2000s?
Mid, yeah. Something like that.
Flea, the bassist from Red Hot Chili Peppers, has a birthday. He's 56.
David said of all things he could buy through eBay, he wants to buy one of Flea's socks. I'm not really sure what that means.
Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. But take me to the place I love. Take me all the way.
Happy birthday to Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who celebrates today. I bet that's a good concert to go to, right?
Heard it was.
Remember they did the Super Bowl a couple of years
ago? Oh, they did.
Yeah, yeah. And the dude came out with no shirt on. It was like in New York or something. It was something else.
All right, David.
You always make it so awkward.
What do you mean? I'm just listening
to
you.
He just turns the music down.
I turned it down so everybody could hear you better.
Thanks.
I didn't think we could hear you well enough.
And from Brandon's favorite show of all time, Chrissy Snow, a.k.a. Suzanne Summers, is 72 years old today.
We have to do it. This even sounds old school, doesn't it? You still know the words?
All right, this is your part.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
I've been waiting for you.
Hers
and hers and his, three's company too.
Happy birthday to Suzanne Summers, who celebrates today. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Pamela Watson, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. News.
K-Fine.
Country Music News.
On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Oh, guys, I can't say enough good things about Brett Eldridge. And this story just continues to add to the reasons he's one of my favorites. So he's at a concert, and this young girl named Samantha was holding up a sign saying she was kicking cancer's butt. Okay, so he brings her on stage, and this is a little bit of what it sounds like. So right here, she's up on stage. Her hair's starting to grow back in. He's giving her hugs. All the fans are cheering her on, and he's singing with her. It's so precious.
That really is sweet.
But he posted it on his Instagram account and said, basically, hey, you've changed my life tonight. And to see the whole video, and you've got to see it, go to the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
So Morgan Evans has his new album that's out, and Morgan Evans is the husband of Kelsey Ballerini. So he said there was a day where he was He woke up early. He was watching Kelsey Ballerini on television, and he was trying to write a song, and he wanted to write about the love that he felt for what was going to be his wife at the time. And he said he came up with a song called Dance With Me, went in, did the song by himself, and then decided he wanted to maybe have his wife on backup vocals.
Dang.
And that's what he's put out. It's called Dance With Me. It's Morgan Evans featuring background vocals from Kelsey Ballerini.
If you dance. If you dance with me, hold me in the dark now until both your eyes can see. And if it's you and me against the world, if I'm your man, you and my girl will win, you'll see. If you dance with me.
He says one of the most important songs he's ever written is that song right there. And that song's up on the BBITM blog as well at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And y'all, Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line are in familiar territory because their latest single, Kelly, Can You Spell It? Simple.
Oh,
I'm not going
one.
To sell it.
Don't do it.
Just try it.
S-I-M-P-L-E.
Hey!
There you go. It wasn't a Y that time. But anyway, their 16th number one is here from Florida Georgia Line. It is Simple.
It's like 1, 2.
Song they say is basically a reminder that look, we need to keep life simple because everything gets so complicated. People come in and complicate your life, but we should all just keep it simple.
There you go. The number one song in the country right now, Florida Georgia Line and Simple. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I want to hit one song. This one song right here makes me think about Kelly this morning.
Oh. Because I have my little thing on the top of my head.
Yeah, I don't know why Kelly's come in with a bun on the top of her head.
I like to think that it's like pebbles from the Flintstones.
Okay, so I was doing I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, it's like my bangs weren't doing right, so I just put them up in a little top bun.
But how often do we see her in a top bun?
Not much.
Not much. Doesn't this seem like the second time in the past 2 weeks?
In a top bun?
I think so.
Maybe.
Aw, David cares.
He pays attention.
Okay, well, speaking of my hair, today is a big day. And today's a big day because I have a hair appointment.
Uh-oh.
And if you're a woman and you understand, because when you have your day of getting your hair, whether it's highlighted or cut or whatever, it's one of those days you feel good.
So you're excited about it.
Well, it just needs to happen. But here's the thing I was going to come to you guys and ask. What are you squinching your eyes at?
Like
what? That you can tell that I need a highlights because my roots are showing?
No.
Well, guess what? That's in now.
But that I was going to say that doesn't bother me at all. It's like multicolored hair. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, which I have, but I feel like I've had the same hairstyle since like 1997. And I'm wondering.
You've had it the whole time I've known you. I've known you for a minute, and it's always been the same.
And I'm wondering if I should change it.
Are you talking like extensions, like going real long?
No, I don't have.
Like, give us some options.
Yeah.
Like, are you thinking pixie cut? Are you thinking about
no
a bob? Because I know these haircuts from my wife.
Leave Bob out of this. Look, I'm thinking like of, I don't know what I'm thinking. I don't want it short because then it takes forever to grow out. Right. And then you can't put it in a ponytail, which I wear almost every day.
Right.
So, like, should I change the color? Should I have a different type of cut?
Mm. You have bangs right now?
They're long.
But they kind of swoop off to the side, mm-hmm.
right?
Like, have you ever done straight across bangs?
That's a scary thing to do, too.
Some people can pull that off, and it looks really good.
But Zooey Deschanel.
But yeah, once you cut them, I mean, it's a done deal for a long time. So it's like, I don't know, it's a hard decision.
But that's where any time a woman goes in for a haircut, it's a big deal because my wife will do this about once a year. You know, mm-hmm. she'll grow her hair out most of the year, mm-hmm. get it trimmed and stuff like that. But then all of a sudden she's like, I think I want to cut my hair. And I always like it when she cuts her hair, you know? So then she goes and cuts her hair and she comes home the next day. It's always the day after. Because what happens, the first day she gets it cut, she comes back and says, well, they didn't really style it like I like it, but let me style it like I like it. And she does it and it looks awesome the first day. The second day she wakes up, my hair is just not working. It's just not working. It's the second day every single time. I shouldn't have cut it. I just shouldn't have cut my hair off. I knew I shouldn't have done it. Why'd you let me cut my hair?
That's why I'm scared. Like, I want to do something different and shake it up because, I mean, it has been 1997.
Yeah.
But
21 years, Kelly, that you've looked the exact same.
What about you, Brandon?
I don't have a choice. Like, what am I going
to
do?
It's closer to 30 years for him.
a wig or a toupee?
Oh, please.
No, it's not about me. It's about her.
Oh. So I don't know.
So the options. Give us the options of what we can pick.
What are you thinking?
Maybe should I don't know. Should I go dark?
Get a perm.
Yeah.
Like Carrie Russell when she was on Felicity.
Yeah.
Before she cut it off. Because not after she cut it off.
No, I gotcha.
You can go with a buzz cut?
That's
very empowering.
I am being real.
It is empowering.
It shows that your hair is not the most important thing in your life if you do that.
Yeah.
True.
And it shows off your face more.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, okay. You can't hide from your face if you have hair. Like, if you have no hair, right. Your face is right there.
Well,
are you thinking about, like, if we were going to pick a celebrity hairstyle?
Gosh, I don't know. I really
Katy
don't
Perry
know.
Has a kind of trendy hairstyle right now.
I
Taylor
don't.
Swift, you kind of have the same length of hair as her.
That
you
works.
Go something like that.
Yeah.
But for fall, should you go darker because
that's
it's
fall?
That's
what I was thinking. Some darker colors.
But how dark would you go?
Not like black dark, but brown with some caramel highlights instead of like blonde highlights.
What if you go as dark as your roots, which appear to be almost black?
That is correct.
You could go with you could be different. Go with a dark blue.
David, what? Get him out of here.
He's not even making any sense.
I am making sense.
What if you go with a little bit of a red?
I've done that before. I've put some auburn in my hair before.
David, you cannot give hair advice.
He's over there.
You can't either.
Until yesterday, your hair looked like you were 7 years old.
And David didn't even know.
You bleached your hair until it died.
You know what I did? I fixed your hair. You look 1,000 times better after my hair advice.
That's 100% true.
After 100%. You destroyed yours.
Well, I destroyed mine, but I can still fix yours.
Look who has great hair in the room.
You do, but it's because of me.
You can't take all the credit for that.
Okay, now back to me.
I say go dark.
Really?
Dark, yeah.
Okay.
Just do it.
I'm
and
scared. You know I'm going to come in exactly the same tomorrow.
No, try it. Go significantly darker, 75% darker with a little bit of blonde highlights.
But what if I
or
hate
blonde
it?
Low lights? You'll be fine. It'll take you a couple days to get used to
What's
it.
It's a low light?
Well, it's just where they're not, it's not all over the place. Why do I know so much about this? I'm making this awkward, aren't I? If I told you...
It was fun until you said low lights. I wasn't ready.
For someone who has no hair, you know a lot about it.
What about the ombre? Maybe you should do the ombre.
Wow, Brandon.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I believe we might look like little children standing next to Robert Spear, who just now stopped by the K-Fine Studios.
You really do.
I mean, I don't know why we look so short next to him. Brad Bobo's on the phone. Brad, did you realize that Robert Spear, 38 years as a state trooper, a high school All-American... A JHS football champion, and he's in the Hall of Fame for Arkansas State University.
I didn't have to realize it. I've met him more than once. He told me all that.
He told us as well. You know what Kelly's most impressed with, though?
I don't really care about any of that. The really cool thing, Brad, is he is the personal bodyguard of Coach Blake Anderson.
Yeah, how about that? No, I like it. I'm a big Robert Speer fan. We have fun.
Well, Kelly's a big Blake Anderson fan.
Yeah.
And she was asking, Mr. Speer all these personal questions about Blake.
That is not true.
He got real awkward in the room.
Yeah, here's the deal. I hate to break it to her, but just because he's the bodyguard doesn't mean he really has all the answers about his body.
Brad. Thanks a lot, Brandon. Man.
You know what was weird about it, though, was she was saying, have you ever been to his house? Where does he live?
That is not true.
David, you were in here?
I was in here, and I had to leave the room. It got so uncomfortable.
Yeah. What was it? Man. Dumb. You ever seen him type his garage code in?
I know that. It is so weird. She's such a creeper, but still. We did post our photo with Robert Speer. He legitimately, how tall do you think he is? Like 7'4", 7'5", like Andre the Giant height?
Yeah, he's a big dude. That's just the bottom line. And I mean, I don't know what would have been scarier, him coming after you as a football player or him coming after you as a trooper. I wouldn't want a part of either one.
But yeah. you put the trooper hat on top of him, and then, like, he's even a foot higher.
Yes. I've seen him duck underneath billboards.
I'm glad that it's ironic that you started this conversation with something at least loosely related to football, because I got all excited when my phone started ringing. My phone said it's the K-Fine School Board Show calling me. So I was pumped up thinking somebody was calling to talk football.
We'll talk football. Football's back at Centennial Bank Stadium on Thursday. And guess what else, Brad? I'm hosting A-State basketball scrimmage coming up tomorrow night at First National Bank Arena.
Oh, well, there's a lot of stuff going on.
There's
that tomorrow, football Thursday. Boots and Ballers next week. So a lot of stuff happening.
And then the Cornhole Classic, which I know you were kind of the king of cornhole. Tell us about the corn. No, you're the organizer of the event, right? Like the king of it.
Yeah, I got it. I'm with it, yeah.
So Brad is leading our charge for the Cornhole Classic, which is coming up this weekend. Shop Local Park right there, the Farville Curve by Gamble Home. And Brad, is there still time? Because people were calling earlier asking if there's still time to get some teams in, because they heard us talking about $1,000 as the grand prize.
And not just that, it's not like it's all or nothing. It's $1,000 for first. It's $500 for second. It's $250 for third and fourth. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of money. That's guaranteed money that's going to be paid, for basically $20 a person to enter. But to answer your question, yes, as we sit here talking today, there's still this time to get into the Cornhole Classic.
But what's the deadline for entry? Because I know at some point you have to start putting together the brackets and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, there may be a hard kind of answer to that question. It's going to be sort of based on when the bracket gets full. So, the easiest answer is just the quicker you can get in, the better. I mean, you have all day today for sure to get in. And probably up even into the morning before we kind of start sitting down and trying to make out a bracket. Here's one thing, one fear I'll try to ease out of people.
Okay.
I've talked to people who run, big time cornhole tournaments. For a cornhole tournament, we're giving away a bunch of money. I mean, I'll be honest with you, and you're going to laugh when I say this because it's a real thing. The CEO of the American Cornhole Organization. Mm-hmm. When I told him how much money we were playing for, he said, that is significant money in a cornhole tournament.
Really?
But the flip side is this. Yeah, he really did. But the flip side is this. We didn't put the information out in kind of in those circles. So this fear that, hey, there's a bunch of ringers coming in because we're giving away a lot of money, I haven't seen that happen. I mean, I've been looking at the entries that come in. It's all local people for the most part. So, I think somebody from around here, somebody in Northeast Arkansas or the Boot Hills, going to win $1,000 Saturday.
And that's a pretty fun way to win $1,000, right? I mean, we're going to have a good time out there just in general with all the stuff going on.
And then here's the deal. Because of the partnership with Gamble Home, when we went to Chris and said, hey, we want to do this event, it was his idea. He was like, if you will find a charity And then he came back and says, "You find a charity that works with veterans, I'll give you the prize money so that we can have more of the proceeds go help a charity." And so when he said that, we started looking and found Rivers of Recovery. So on top of everything else, on top of spending a little bit of money for a chance to win a lot of money, the money you're spending to play in the Cornhole Classic goes to Rivers of Recovery, which, you know, you guys know works with, you know, local combat veterans, most of which have either been injured in combat or, you know, come back home and dealt with PTSD. It was serious stuff. And so you're helping a great cause on top of all that.
Yeah. So big thanks to Chris Gamble and the Gamble family, because they've gone in way bigger, I think, than anybody ever dreamed they were going to go in on this event. And they're going to, like, it's going to have the official cornhole rules and all of that. There's still time for you all to get signed up. If you go to our website, the forms are there, kfine.com, kfin.com. You can also, if you can't get online, you can always stop by the business office on Parker Road and pick up those entry forms as well. And not only are we doing cornhole coming up on Saturday at the Shop Local Park by Gamble Home, but we're also going to have our food truck fest going on. And Brad, I understand the food trucks are pouring in this week.
They are. I mean, we're trying to we're honestly trying to figure out how many we can fit into the space we've got to park them in, to be honest with you. So this is going to be a really neat part of it. And so this is what I, you know, over the next few days, what we're going to do is we're going to give you guys a brief little menu list of everything all these food vendors is going to offer.
Awesome.
And so you're going to be able to tell people literally what they can come out Saturday. Even if you're not playing in the Cornhole Classic, there's going to be music going on the stage. There's going to be a kids zone going, but there's going to be this food truck fest. So at the bare minimum, if you couldn't, if you got no prayer of playing cornhole, you need to plan on coming out and trying these food trucks. Have lunch with us out there Saturday, because it's, there's cash prize for it too. And it's straight up a people's choice vote as to which food truck wins the prize.
There you go. Brad Bobo joins us. Try that again. Brad Bobo joins us on the phone this morning. When you think of the king of rock and roll, you think of Elvis. When you think of the king of pop, you think of Michael Jackson. When you think of the king of cornhole, you think of Brad Bobo.
Every time.
Definitely.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, Brandon, I consider you and I to be pretty good friends. And right up till you finish that sentence, because you did three King references. None of them were by Jerry Lawler.
Oh!
And you are dead to me.
Oh, man! Brad Bobo on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know how, like, in an office place, there becomes discussion and what some people might describe as scuttlebutt?
Scuttlebutt?
It's like talk and gossip and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've started a little bit of gossip around the office, and this place is known for gossip. Like, I mean, come on. Of all places, we are high school. No, we are junior high school
here. Yes.
But anyway, David has become a topic of discussion because people are trying to figure out what he sent to the entire staff in an email. Because we get this form that talks about guests who are coming up on the radio shows and what times they're coming in. It's like an interview list. But then we realize that David has attached a photo file.
Oh, David.
And people's virus scans are going off because they're being alerted that David is sending stuff that's inappropriate, according to the virus scans.
Listen, I took over this duty from Brandon just yesterday, my first day to send out this list. And I send it out. Everything looks okay. And then I realized...
No, there were no lines.
Okay, there were no lines.
I wanted horizontal lines. For years, there's been horizontal lines.
I will update it with horizontal lines.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just for you.
It shows the difference in the dates. Can you imagine a calendar with no lines?
So it's some type of table-looking thing.
It looks official. Here's the separation from one day to the next. Imagine a calendar with no lines.
It's a good visual.
Whenever I put the lines in, they were in, and then suddenly I send the email, they're not in anymore. I don't know what to say.
And what about the other day when you forgot the attachment and had to say, "I'm sorry, here's the attachment"?
I don't know what happened with that, okay?
You should double check your work.
Exactly. I do double check my work.
Maybe it's that stupid Lenovo you
bought. It's not my stupid Lenovo. Has nothing to do with my Lenovo.
Your $2,000 Lenovo.
It was not $2,000.
Three.
Anyway, so yesterday, I send out this email, and I don't remember tagging anything in it. There was no attachment. But lo and behold...
There's an attachment.
There was an attachment. And it's one of those that's really freaky because it's a PNG, which is a photo file, and it says 293B5E4803B6423EA86111... because it extends and goes further and further and further.
Wow.
I don't know how long of a file that is, but when I click on it, all that shows up is your daggum horizontal line for a picture.
But it showed up on people's virus scan like you were sending files you shouldn't be sending. So here I am, I'm looking at the interview list with no horizontal lines and I'm disappointed automatically. And then as I look at that, I'm like, oh wait, there's a file attachment. And I'm like, oh no, what is it?
Because he's done that before, accidentally sent something.
I did not. I've never accidentally sent a dirty attachment to the entire staff.
Out of your private downloads folder.
There was no private downloads folder that I accidentally attached
something to an
email.
The one that's right there on the desktop?
It says private downloads.
Yeah, David's private downloads.
Private downloads.
It says my privates. It was about files, but I was confused. You know, there's my documents.
He has nothing to say. Look at him.
My documents, my Dropbox, my privates.
Don't open my privates.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Confession time today. Who turned on the heat last night? That's a question we have up on social media. 52% of the people on my Instagram story say not yet. 48% say they turned the heat on last night. You guys can go to my Instagram story, Brandon on KFIN. Let us know there or go to the KFIN Facebook page.
So Melissa Hess says, no heat at my house. Kids were cold and trying to turn it on. Told them they better get some extra clothes and blankets together because the heat would not be coming on.
I get it, man. Those bills get expensive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Jay Lena Isbell Wallen said, not last night, but the house was on 60 this morning, so I had to break down and turn it on. Everybody's feeling that.
It's cold, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We are 30 degrees cooler today than we were 1 week ago.
That's ridiculous.
Which is wild.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. So big news. I do it every time. Y'all hate me. Because I almost say Ariana all the time. Sorry.
All time.
Because I have a friend and her name's Ariana. And then, never mind. Okay, anyway. Big news drop.
I'll be back.
Where she and Pete Davidson have split up, right? They called their engagement off. There's reports out that her $100,000 ring, she's already given it back.
Dang!
But she has kept her little potbelly pig that they had together. Yeah, he's on Instagram all the time. But several reports are also indicating that they haven't exactly called their whole relationship off. So they still may be kind of seeing each other, but they're slowing things down because after the death of her ex-boyfriend, rapper Mac Miller, that's hit her pretty hard and made her realize that, hey, I think we're moving too fast. But they were spotted at SNL this past Saturday, hanging out backstage, kind of loving on each other, hugging, kissing, that kind of thing. So time will tell.
I think this comes back to the majority of people who go through a breakup in a relationship, and they always say, oh no, we'll be friends. We'll still talk all the time. It'll be just like we were before we got into the relationship.
Yeah.
And then within a couple of weeks, they don't talk anymore and they're both mad.
Yeah.
That's my prediction on this one.
Well, we got your gossip on Selena Gomez, who says a marriage between Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin has hit her pretty hard, and that's one of the main reasons why she's actually getting help in a mental facility right now. Now, part of it was because she was in the hospital due to side effects from her kidney surgery last summer, and Justin's marriage certainly didn't help things. It kind of threw her off guard completely, hit her pretty hard because that was her first love, Justin Bieber, and now he's moving on to someone else, and she still isn't over him. And reports are saying that he may not quite be over her in a sense that she is still a part of his life, and he wants her to be happy and healthy, and now that may cause problems between Justin and Haley on their new marriage.
Young Hollywood is killing me.
It is crazy. And I remember when David went through a breakup. You know, he's always been looking back toward that first love and all that stuff.
He hates you now.
Yeah.
But you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Shut up. Don't even start that. Talk about your exes.
All my exes
live.
Live
in Texas, yeah.
Good one. Hey, check this out. Got your gossip on Tara Reid. She was on a flight, and the idea was she was flying from Los Angeles to New York. But guess what? A disturbance happened on the flight. And it was Tara Reid's fault. So the plane, as it begins to leave the airport, has to then turn around and taxi back to the gate. At which point, the people on the plane, the flight attendants, had to go to Tara Reid and basically say, you gotta go. the pilots will not allow you to be on this flight.
That's brutal.
So there's video of her making that walk past everybody after she's been kicked off the plane. Mm. And that video is up on the BBITM blog right now at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, there's days where, you know, you have issues, and sometimes these issues happen and they aggravate you. They take you off the course of the day. And a lot of times they're technical issues. Wi-Fi goes down, your phone locks up. There's different issues like that that happen. Or in David's case, his Lenovo isn't doing horizontal lines.
It is not my Lenovo. It's this stupid email. I can't figure these stupid lines out. This is being dumb.
And he's been upset for about 25 minutes now.
So for 25 minutes, he's taken his attention fully away from the show and started working on office work.
That's not true. I've been semi-paying attention to what's going on with the show, and more so on this dumb computer, because here's the thing. Brandon wants his dumb lines.
He does have a specific thing he wants. I know.
Oh, David, I need my horse on the lines because my eyes are so bad I can't see right. And everyone gets confused.
David, have you ever seen a calendar with no lines? The lines differentiate the days of the week. That's how that works, the days
it's
of the month.
It's aesthetically pleasing to see lines.
It's a separator. It makes it easy to consume the material that is provided on said email. And your Lenovo is incapable of
it
doing
it. It is not my Lenovo!
And David's been offended about his computer for about the last 6 months since Officer David Cooley said you spent $3,000
on a Lenovo. It was not $3,000!
On a Lenovo.
Four.
We don't even know what Lenovo is. This might not even be a real computer.
It's a brand, and it's a highly reputable brand. That's why I bought it.
But you had trouble with
it since
day one.
Yoga on his computer.
He has a yoga computer.
Mm-hmm. It's not...
David does yoga.
That's the brand.
You know what that should be? A yoga block, because it ain't working as a computer.
Mm-mm. It is working, but this dumb web app is being dumb.
Why are you screaming?
Because you want the horizontal lines so bad.
I think we need to take his blood pressure.
How about you go get the horizontal lines?
I've done the interview list for years and never had an issue. I've never sent it out incorrectly. I've never attached files that didn't need to be there. You've had it for 24 hours.
And I've attached a virus, and I can't get the horizontal lines. I give up. I quit.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Arby's is right down the road from us in Jonesboro, at least one of them. The newest one is on Parker Road. Mm-hmm. And there's a story out today on 16 Arby's locations around the country that are going to be serving duck this weekend.
Really?
Ooh.
So I guess duck season is here. I'm not sure how they chose the 16 different Arby's locations, but y'all... The one right down the street is serving duck this weekend.
That sounds so good. Do y'all ever eat duck?
I don't.
Eaten duck?
I've had it once.
I think I've had it once too.
Y'all just haven't had it right if you're saying it like that. There's so many different ways to eat it, and it's so amazing.
But like, how would you get the duck at Arby's? Is it on bread?
It'd be cool if it was like a shop local thing. Like all the local duck hunters were bringing their ducks to Arby's.
I wonder how they do that. I wonder if they are getting them locally.
No, I mean, they're in Canada right now. So basically, like, you just show up and say, hey, I want some duck. That's all you do.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you do.
So it's going to be available coming up this weekend on Saturday. 16 locations across the entire country in Jonesboro, Arkansas is one of the 16.
Yes, sir.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I've got two words for you. Those words are Brett Eldridge. And this story that I'm going to tell you continues to add to the reasons he's one of my favorite people. He's at a concert, and this young girl named Samantha was holding up a sign saying that she was kicking cancer's butt. So he ended up bringing her on stage, gave her hugs. The crowd cheered for her. But this is kind of what it sounded like. Listen to this. She's on stage, they're dancing, he's singing, he's holding her hand, the crowd is going crazy. But he posted on Instagram, Samantha, you've changed my life tonight with your heart and your smile. I cannot thank you enough for showing us all how to live. But to see the full video, head to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
So Kelsey Ballerini is married to Morgan Evans, and Morgan Evans is talking about one morning he woke up and he knew he wanted to write a song about Kelsey. Kelsey was making a television appearance, and during the commercial breaks, he was working on this song that he ended up calling, what is it called? Dance With Me. So anyway, he writes a song, records a version where it's just him singing it, and he thinks, man, wouldn't it be cool if Kelsey was on this song with me? Ooh. So Kelsey Ballerini's doing backup vocals on this new song. It's called Dance With Me by Morgan Evans.
If you dance with me, feel my heartbeat to your body, to your feet. If you dance, if it's you and me against the world, if I'm your man, you and my girl will win, you'll see if you dance with me.
It's Morgan Evans, backup vocals, background vocals by Kelsey Ballerini. That song is called Dance With Me.
Well, guys, Florida Georgia Line is in some familiar territory because their newest single has gone number one. The song is simple.
It's like one, two.
And y'all, that is their 16th number one.
Goodness.
So big congratulations to Florida Georgia Line.
And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, you have the series premiere of The Conners.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
I want to watch that just to see how they spin it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the Roseanne spinoff. That's at 7 o'clock on ABC. Also, 7 o'clock on NBC, you have The Voice, Part 2 of the Battle Rounds, the 2018 Hip Hop Awards, 7 o'clock on BET.
Do you love me?
There you go.
Are you lying? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
Are you going to be watching the Hip Hop Awards soon?
Cardi B will be performing, so I figured you would be.
Diamond District in the chat.
I like it like that. Those are the only two rap songs.
Man.
Just truth, man. I don't know.
The series premiere, The Kids Are All Right, 7:30 on ABC.
Still haven't heard my favorite.
It's coming up. Okay. The series premiere of The Rookie, 9 o'clock on ABC.
That looks kind of good. A 40-year-old cop goes in and joins the police force, and they're all like, wait a minute, you're just starting and you're 40?
Let's do it,
Brandon. The concept is pretty cool. He survived a bank robbery, so he wanted to go be a cop. Here you go.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. And I'm married.
Oh, my gosh. I was talking about being a cop. You're weird.
Oh, that's what I thought.
The Flash, The Gifted, NCIS, also on TV tonight. Black Lightning, FBI, Lethal Weapon, New Amsterdam, Mayans MC, NCIS New Orleans.
Oh my gosh.
He's just making up things
You
now.
Also have Carson Daly on TV tonight.
Oh,
Trevor
stop.
Noah. Okay.
He's doing that because of me.
The big show that everybody watches.
This Is Us is on tonight, 8 o'clock, guys.
And also SmackDown 1000, the 1000th episode of WWE SmackDown. Tonight as well. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.